SRN News, I'm John Scott.
We waited at Hertz first because that was a crazy mess, people trying to get out of there. So it's been a fun morning. Microsoft is making our day great with all their servers down.
At Palm Beach International Airport, Deborah Robinson says air travelers are finding long lines due to the internet outage. An outage affecting Microsoft is disrupting flights, banks, media outlets, and companies across the world. London-based cyber expert James Bohr says harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got, obviously, hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services involved. All of these systems need manual interaction to fix them. We're probably talking millions of computers.
Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike said a fix was on the way, but complete restorement will take some time. Also at SRNnews.com, a Russian court has convicted a U.S. reporter of espionage after a trial widely seen as politically motivated.
Court Judge Andrei Mineyev rules that Gershkovich is guilty of committing a crime under Article 276 of the Russian Criminal Code and sentences him to imprisonment for a term of 16 years. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The publisher of the journal called it a disgraceful sham conviction. Gershkovich, his head shaved, looked calm as he stood in a defendant's cage in the regional court and listened impassively to the verdict. When the judge asked if he understood it, the journalist replied, "Yes." I'm Charles DeLedesma.
The Dow is down 404 points, the NASDAQ composite off 140. This is SRN News. A battle over religious expression is brewing in Colorado.
In March of last year, Jeffrey Hunt was kicked out of the gallery of the Capitol building in Denver for wearing a pro-life t-shirt. Officials say there's a ban on clothing bearing political messages in the gallery, but Hunt says that's a violation of the First Amendment, and he's threatening a lawsuit with help from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. The organization says, quote, suppressing silent, non-disruptive political expression is not permissible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Farm equipment maker John Deere says it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades, making the agricultural machinery manufacturer one of the latest U.S. companies to distance itself from the LGBT agenda. Deere's announcement comes just weeks after rural retailer Tractor Supply ended an array of homosexual sponsorships. Both companies are acting against a backdrop of backlash. This is SRN News. It's becoming a thorny issue and getting a lot of attention. Bus and subway operators around the country are trying to deal with rising crime on the job. Correspondent Donna Warder has details.
A guy came from running in the back of that alley, jumped on the bus and said, "Get down, get down." Another car came around the bus. Did a 360 and started coming towards the bus. It happened right here.
Columbus, Ohio bus driver Letitia Wright is talking about a shooting that happened last year in August when she was on the job. Transit workers around the country are trying to deal with the stress and anxiety over a rise in violent crime on subways and buses. Some of their unions are now offering yoga and relaxation classes. Transit workers are also learning de-escalation techniques. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNnews.com.